From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I don't want to get high anymore. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to settle old scores. I just want to go home. Back to the ones I love, where there's still plenty of room to make it better without ever hurting anyone. I can follow you down if you want me to.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, welcome to Red Barn Radio, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight is our 608th live concert performance. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. Arlo has been busy building a name for himself as an honest singer-songwriter that deserves to be heard ever since his self-titled release in 2014 with his backing band, The Lonesome Sound. Crossing genres of folk, rock, indie, and soul music, the mission of writing truthful and honest songs always remains the same. Please welcome Arlo McKinley and The Lonesome Sound to the Red Barn stage.
All right, thank you guys for joining us.
I should have known that this love
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Arlo McKinley and The Lonesome Sound.
Yeah. Just real quick, I want to say the last time we were here, it was the 500th episode. Tonight is the first episode that is a complete sellout, and you guys are part of the first ever.
How about that?
Capacity crowd. So thanks for breaking records with us. Sorry, Brad, had to toot my own horn a little bit.
Let me just go to my script. I'm going to have to alter some things.
I've just realized how good I am lately. Yeah.
It is really exciting to look out and see a full house. And I think maybe more tattoos than we've ever had in the room.
Yeah, it works out.
Very possibly.
I stick to my own. I stick to my own type of people. Adam Bearclaw knows that. We grew up in like the punk scene and like hardcore music and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And when I started getting into this music, I realized that it's not much different. It's just three chords and truths. And if you were ever really a part of that music, that's all that was too. So the energy's still the same. So sorry, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, man.
Punk rock is dead though, by the way.
Now, darling, you.
does not.
Hey, Arlo, let's go to where you've been in the last 4 years. We had a good crowd when you were here last time.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, that was just me, Zach, and our old piano player at the time. After that, I hid out for a while, trying to figure out if this is what I wanted to do.
Was there a time when you were sort of entertaining the idea that you might step away from this and do something else?
110%. Well, I was just done with music in general, I think. Well, I gave 2018 to be the year that I would figure out if it was something that I really wanted to pursue. There were a couple things that happened late 27, early 2018. Just meeting certain people that let me know that that this was more to them than I realized. Playing at Kicking on the Creek last year was a big turning point for me. I just didn't know that people were getting out of it what they were. So pretty much, so the short version is I was almost done playing music. I went to Whispering Beard last year. I didn't play. I talked to my good friend Tyler Childers. He gave me a hug. He said, I love you, and a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, I'm at Kicking on the Creek, surrounded by a new family. I can say a guy that that here tonight is as close. He's like a father to me that sort of really kind of kept me going and really told me that I should keep it up. So, for 2 years, I was just kind of done with it. It was, I don't know, I was just tired of it.
That you were having difficulty sort of channeling some joy with it?
No, it just gets exhausting telling your whole story to everyone. Like, I won't sing anything that has never happened to one of us or something. And it gets exhausting. It really does after a while. But then when you see that people are really getting something out of it, it really makes it worth it. So, and then I saw it, and then Dave's a big part. I hooked up with him, and we just started making it again. And then the new record, we went into it and did it. And now I'm glad I did, because there's a lot of good things coming up. I wrote a song for you. And all the things you do. But it was all yellow.
How'd you meet Dave?
Just through Cincinnati. I played a show with him once, and that was about it. And then we'd see each other at some of the festivals, just being a part of the same scene. He's someone that I respected out of the Cincinnati music scene a lot, that I wanted to do something with. And our plan was just to make a record. And in 8 months, him and I have done things that I don't think either one of us thought we were gonna.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us alone. Like with the band, it's just that much better. But Dave and I don't know, Dave, it's the new record is definitely me and Dave getting together and figuring out some dark times and putting it all together, for sure. So he's a big part of it, man. He won't say a whole lot. That's why he doesn't have a mic in front of him.
Well, we talked on the phone today, and he said a lot.
He's good. I was driving during that conversation.
Yeah, I have to say, I respect you for not texting and talking and driving.
No, I can't do that.
Hands free.
And you got a hold of me at like 9 a.m. Richard Manuel from the band said it the best. To be called before noon is to be called too soon.
Excellent.
Saturday night for everyone. The things we did we knew weren't right, just for fun. Had us flying through Kentucky and fleeing fast from Tennessee. Yeah, we made a lot of money, made a lot more. Been dying since the day we were born. I don't know why I thought that it would be easy being criminals on the run. We should make some time and find our way back home. Boy, did it come. Before they even knew we were missing, brother, we were long gone. We were flying through Kentucky and fleeing fast from Tennessee. Yeah, we made a lot of money, made a lot more. Been dying since the day we were born. I don't know why I thought that it would be easy being criminals on the run. We should make some time and find our way back home. Dying since the day we were born. I don't know why I thought that it would be easy being criminals on the run. I'm glad we made the time and found our way back home.
Look out into the crowd and name so many friends, name not only people, but also where they're from. it says to me that, you know, you understand the value of relationships and of making some kind of connection with the people who want your music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's the reason why it's still going. If it was just, hey, I like your music, it's good. But there's over half of this room I've had intimate conversations with about not just the music, but we become friends. They all know who they are. It's just a community of people that follow us around, and I guess I'm saying some things that they don't want to say, or at least they're just connecting to it in some way. But yeah, I think that's the best part of it for me, is that I've met so many genuine people that have wanted to help us out in ways that just aren't even needed or asked for. And people have just wanted to help just because they get something out of the music. So that let me know that something that I was doing was good. I just needed to get it to a level, musician-wise, that was tight enough. And I think I've got it now. I think we're getting there.
Does he got it? You got it.
If I can't have this dance with you, then I think my dancing days are through. 'Cause I have wasted so much time. My heart's, I knew that never would be mine. I just wanna need somebody. I just wanna leave my name.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.